стучат, кружатся и шумят, с водою путь они свежат, с водою, с водою, с водою, с водою. Вертятся, пляшут жерава, вертятся, вертятся, пляшут жерава, вертятся. Кажись бы ими не подстать, то ведь нельзя же от всех отстать. Нельзя же, нельзя же, нельзя же, нельзя же. Движение, счастье мое, движение. Движение, счастье мое, движение. Прости, хозяин дорогой, а я иду вслед за водой. Далеко, 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 далеко.
Boris Kmenia singing Despondenis des Müllers Lust by Franz Schubert. Not only singing it in Russian, Alexander, but singing it at about twice the tempo I've ever heard.
That's right. I tried to walk this tempo, and I thought that this wanderer was a robust man.
Yes, and a runner, probably.
A runner. Well, a jogger.
A jogger, anyway. Alexander, we'll pick up this story. It's a very interesting story, just after the Second World War. Clearly, Gmeria had Khrushchev on his side. Did Gmeria ever meet Stalin face-to-face?
Yes. In the hierarchy of the Soviet artists, of the elite, performing elite of Soviet artists, Gmeria was not elevated to the very highest rank of the people's artist of the USSR. And it was definitely unfair in terms of the quality of his art, but it had some political underlining in that. In 1951, they ran in Moscow a state-sponsored celebration, a decade of the Ukrainian art in Moscow, art and culture in Moscow. It means that all the theaters and concert societies would come to Moscow and perform in different places in the time of 10 days. The appearance of Gmeria on the stage of the Bolshoi Theater was in the Ukrainian opera Bogdan Khmelnytsky, in which he sang the important role. And the hall was full, and after he sang his central aria, the hall erupted in applause and everybody stood up. And among those standing up and applauding was Stalin himself. Later that night, there was a reception for the members of the Ukrainian culture in his dacha in Kuntsevo.
In Stalin's dacha,
Kuntsevo. At that time, it was a frightening place, full of guards and dog guards and so on. Anyway, those people gathered inside the dacha, being very shy and quite fearful of what was to happen. Stalin for a long time didn't appear, so everybody was talking quietly in subdued voices. And then Stalin came from the side door. He always would come from the side door. And he started talking to different people in this room. And then he said, listen, so many Ukrainian fantastic singers here and nobody sings. Let me start. And he started singing an old Ukrainian song, half voice. And everybody was silent out of fear because this song at some time was forbidden and could not be sang. And then Gmeria stepped up and joined Stalin. And then one by one, other singers, who of course knew the song, and they ended up in quite a powerful choir. And Stalin said, this is better.
That's an incredible story.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
Later, during the evening, Stalin had a talk with Gmeria. He asked him, is it true that you were singing for Hitler? And Gmeria said, yes. But it was not only for Hitler. There were many people there. And Stalin answered, I'm not asking you this question. This question might be interesting for the head of the KGB. And of course, the heart of Gumilya sank immediately, and he was thinking that this is the end of him at all. Stalin didn't talk to him after that a word during the entire evening, and Gumilya went to the hotel absolutely depressed. He thought that that's it.
That's it.
That's it. He had a sleepless night, and when he woke up, somebody of his peers knocked on the door, came in and said, "Look," and give him the copy of the morning newspaper Pravda, in which there was a decree that Gumilya was awarded the title of the People's Artist of the USSR. So again, his fate was reversed, and he became at last well established singer. He sang in Kirov Opera, and he was given the dressing room in which in previous years Shalapin was dressing up for his Boris role, and he got even the wig which Shalapin wore at that time. Then there was a rumor that Stalin expressly loved Gumilya's performance of the Scene of Death by Boris Godunov.
Let's go.